was a very positive, a very open and frank meeting between the officers of the Chamber and obviously the Deputy First Minister, but also with his colleague Maeve McLaughlin, who is spearheading the campaign from the Sinn Féin delegation within Derry and within the MLAs as well.
And the Deputy First Minister is fully behind a substantial expansion of McGee.
There was complete agreement between us on the importance of the expansion of McGee. And it was very clear from the discussions with the business people that we see this as a real catalytic programme that is going to help support the economic development for the city and for the future of our children. And without it, it's a very bleak aspect that we are facing.
But does the full backing from the likes of Martin McGuinness actually change anything? What is needed here is funding.
Well, it's a bit of both, actually. It's very important to have leadership from the top of the executive in relation to the expansion. It's very important that we get the expansion of the university specifically and expressly within the next programme for government, because at this particular point in time, we are looking forward to 2016 to the 2020 programme for government, and it's important that we get full expansion in that piece of legislation and programme coming forward.
Are you confident of a full expansion, say, in the next 5-6 years?
Well, at this moment, we had a very, very good meeting, and we are confident that from the highest level of Sinn Féin that we've got support, and obviously they are one of the two parties that are leading within the executive. So it augurs well that it will have a priority footing within the next programme for government if we get that expressed support. And, you know, we were very much in line. It's a fact that the... we have very weak economic structures in the Northwest region. Businesses thrive on people, and we will not move forward with our economic indices and indicators unless we actually have people skills here in the Northwest. Northern Ireland itself is in crisis in relation to skills, and if we go forward to 2020 and we are trying to reach the aspirational objectives of our economy, we still need about 28,000 more employees educated to level 4 and above. So we need to make some adjustments into our higher education provision at the moment.